This is Mike Kay and Sal Berrigan coming to you from Comic-Con 2014 here with Charles Soule. Charles, how are you doing today?
I'm doing very well. How about you guys?
Great. So just wanted to ask, you're working on DC Comics, Superman versus Wonder Woman. How is it working on two of the biggest names and their budding relationship together?
Well, it's fantastic, although I should clarify, it's not Superman versus Wonder Woman, because in this book, they're together.
Yeah.
So while they have their spats and squabbles, just like any couple does, they're very much on the same team. So, it's been amazing from the beginning. When I was asked to do this, I almost couldn't believe it. Like, I got the phone call, and I put the phone call, or put the phone down, and it was wild. It was like being asked to write a Star Wars movie or something like that. Or any big, you name it. And so it was fantastic. So it's been a thrill, and it's, you have to treat these guys with respect. I mean, the fact that they're in this relationship has been something that hasn't necessarily been explored to this depth in comics continuity, which is kind of crazy. You know, the idea that you're doing anything new with Superman and Wonder Woman after they both have 75 years of stories behind them. It's been an honor and a thrill, and I'm just glad people seem to be enjoying it.
So you think in the new movie we might see any wink, wink, nod, nod to that budding relationship of any type?
I have no idea about the new movie. I'm learning about it at the same time you guys are. But it's, it looks cool, man. That Wonder Woman image that came out yesterday was beautiful, and I'm excited to see it.
So why do you think DC decided to change the status quo with Lois Lane being that love interest to Wonder Woman for a while?
You know, I don't think there was any... It's the New 52 from the beginning has been about, trying to explore new things with these characters, right? Because, you have 75 years of continuity, and so, trying to find ways to flip things on the rear a little bit and look at new things, and, My answer to this question has always kind of been the same, which is that, Lois Lane, Wonder Woman, and Superman are not defined by who they happen to be in a relationship with, right? Like, they're all awesome characters on their own, and saying that Lois Lane only counts if she's dating Superman is ridiculous, and the same is true about Wonder Woman. So, I think that telling these stories is just a neat way to see, what's going to happen when Superman's with Wonder Woman. What is that relationship going to be like? I mean, they're both God-level powers, basically, and they have very interesting, different ways of looking at the world, right? Because Wonder Woman was raised as an Amazon, right, on Earth. Superman was too, but he knows that he's got this alien heritage, and he was raised in Kansas, obviously on a farm. So they come at their job as superheroes, I think, from a different place, and there's a little push-pull there. There's a little bit of tension. It's almost a versus situation, you could say. No, it's not. They're on the same team. But it's fascinating. I'm a big character guy. I like looking at these books from a character perspective, and I think romance is an angle that sometimes isn't as explored as deeply as it could be in superhero comics, and so to have that as a strong thread running through the book has been just a joy as a writer. So
in Injustice, they're together in that as well, and Wonder Woman's warrior ways kind of lead Superman on a little bit of a darker path. Do you think that her warrior ways might make him, not necessarily the dark Injustice Superman, but might lead him to take a little bit more of a warrior approach to things?
Well, I think everybody... I'm trying to be realistic about this relationship, and relationships absolutely change people. In the Doom storyline we're working on now, that's moving into its big third act, we've seen Superman basically get infected by Doomsday, right? He defeated Doomsday in the start of the big arc, and then it kind of got in him a little bit, and so he's changing into almost a Doomsday, and so it's a very kind of metaphorical way to explore the idea that people change in relationships and the relationship has to change to adapt to that. So, as far as where they're going to go, the story's going to come out as the story comes out. Injustice is awesome. I think what Tom does on that book is fantastic. But this is my version of the relationship. He's got his. Everybody's got theirs. And they're all great.
So I read you're a practicing attorney.
Yep.
So how did the practicing attorney lead into comic books?
It came out of... there are some creative elements in being an attorney. You've got to, think of creative ways to solve your clients' problems and things like that. But I've always been a creative guy. I've done music for years and years and years. And when I was in law school, I realized that, I was going to have to be a lawyer for a while. And I really wanted to make sure that the creative side of my life wasn't going to disappear. So I started writing pretty seriously then. And then I've always loved comics, and it just seemed like a natural fit for me to be writing those. So, it wasn't quick. I started thinking thinking about trying to write comics, you know, probably, you know, a little less than 10 years ago. And then my first thing wasn't published until 2009. And then from there, even then, it was a big, you know, big road to build up to this point. So, I don't know. I just love writing. I love creating things. I love working with amazing characters like the DC characters I've been working with. And no complaints. It's amazing.
So you're a busy guy. You're working with Marvel. You're working with DC. You're working with Oni Press. And you're an attorney. How do you have time to even do this interview right now?
That's a great question. I was a few minutes late, actually. If you love stuff enough, you make time for it, and I love all the work that I'm doing. It's a real thrill. I sleep a little bit less than I did before all this stuff got so crazy, and I'm very regimented about the way I use my time. But you know, if it wasn't awesome, I wouldn't be doing it. I'd be watching TV and going to the movies and stuff like that. So I do miss those things a little bit, but not enough to. I mean, this is better. I mean, this is the best job in the world. As Scott Snyder says all the time, it's the best job in the world.
So is there any conflicts working for, like, so many different companies at the same time?
No, not really. You know, I think the only conflict would be if my work started to suffer, but everybody seems pretty happy so far, and I'm certainly happy, and it seems all good.
Okay, so thought process-wise, how do you jump from, like, the death of Wolverine over to Superman, Wonder Woman, to practicing law?
Well, I don't do them all on the same day, usually. I have you know, a lot of systems that enable me to break down from book to book. So we've got Red Lantern, Swamp Thing, and Superman, Wonder Woman. Each one I have a different colored notebook, right? So the Swamp Thing one is what color do you think the Swamp Thing notebook is?
I'm guessing green.
You're right.
I'm gonna go with it.
Right, and the Red Lantern's book is.
Let's go with purple.
Yeah. Good guess.
Red, right?
It's red. Yeah, you're a smart man. And then the Superman Wonder Woman is blue. And so, and I have a bunch of those, and they're all assigned to a different book. So at a glance, I can just grab the one that I need, and all the notes that I need are in it. And I have a lot of little tricks like that that enable me to keep it straight. But generally speaking, I have one or two questions in my head all the time about whatever project is the next thing I need to get an issue out from. And I'm just thinking about those and letting my brain work on them in the background and so on. And as far as the lawyer stuff, you know, I'm you know, I spend days in the office as I need to, but it's my own firm, so I'm able to step away sometimes when I need to as well. So
that's great. So going back to these multitude of different Supermans, just because you're a writer on one of them, you've seen obviously they're making a lot of different versions of Superman right now, with a few of them being bad guys. Why do you think we're seeing this proliferation of just so many Supermen at one time?
You know, I think Superman is a fascinating character. Because you look, I mean, you know, you're wearing a Red Sun Superman shirt right now, and it's neat to think about how things might have been a little different if, you know, or what a character at that power level who means so much to, I think, the world and all the readers, like, what if things were twisted just a tiny bit? And it's just kind of fun, you know. It's you know, there used to be a great line at DC called Elseworlds where they would really explore this stuff on a serious level, and I think it's a good time, you know, to take the icons and tinker with them a little bit. But at the same time, you're getting, like, you look at Geoff Johns' Superman book with John Romita Jr. that just started coming out, and that's a fantastic take on you know, Superman, right? And so there's, and I think in the Superman Wonder Woman book, it's a straight ahead, more traditional take on Superman, but yet kind of updated in its own way, you know. And Every writer has to do their own Superman, and there are a lot of different ways to do it that can work and be very, very effective. He's a very rich character to work with, and that's why he's been around for 75 years.
So are there any other titles that you'd like to tackle?
Oh, sure. There's a lot of books that I think would be really fun. I mean, you know, DC's got a really deep bench. I've only done a little bit of Batman. Someday it'd be fun to, you know, do a cool Batman story. I like Green Arrow a lot. I think that'd be fun someday. I like Hourman. Hourman is my kind of weird left of center character I'd love to tell a story about someday. I've got a cool take that I think would be neat, but, you know, who knows? So, yeah, you know, there's lots of cool stories to be told, and hopefully I'll get to tell some of them.
And if there was a brand new fan to your work, what one work would you recommend for them?
Well, it depends. See, one of the things that I've been very careful about doing is choosing projects that are each very different. You know, so if you're a guy who likes kind of rough edge space revenge sagas, read Red Lanterns, right? You know, if you like Sons of Anarchy or The Shield or shows like that, read Red Lanterns. That'll probably give you what you're looking for there. If you like kind of kind of weird horror that, that has a lot going on that's you know, very deep and philosophical and thoughtful, but also pretty ass-kicking and cool, that's Swamp Thing. If you like big superhero epic stuff that, that has beautiful, gorgeous, traditional superhero art, that's Superman Wonder Woman. So there's a lot to choose from, and that's intentional, because it doesn't, you know, go back to an earlier question, that enables me to flip my head into different places because they're not occupying the same space. You know, Swamp Thing and Red Lantern and Superman Wonder Woman could not be more different from one another. So.
Well, Charles, thank you so much for the interview.
Yeah.
Mike Kay and Sal Bergen signing off.